The government of Canada strongly condemns the actions of the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, or ISIL, I-S-I-L as it's pronounced, in northern Iraq, including the killing of innocent civilians and the targeted persecution of religious minorities. The situation is tragic. 1.3 million people have been displaced by ongoing violence, an estimated 850,000 in the last 2 months alone, and many more are threatened. Canada is very concerned. But there are no quick solutions to the tragic situation in Iraq. Our hope is that the crisis will eventually be replaced by lasting peace and security. Meanwhile, our government is discussing our country's role. We are also working with our international partners and aid organizations. Together, we must oppose the ISIL threat and help to save lives in the region. We are responding to the humanitarian crisis by sending emergency relief supplies. Providing food, water, and other essential supplies can mean the difference between life and death for people in desperate need. Canadian officials are monitoring the situation and assessing how to respond to the humanitarian challenges. We have already allocated over $21 million to support both Syrian refugees and Iraqis affected by the ongoing violence. Canada has established a stockpile of relief supplies in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, which enables us to respond more quickly and efficiently to events in Africa and Asia. The dispatch of relief supplies to Iraq is the first time this new stockpile has been used. The stockpile, which also includes tents, blankets, and kitchen and hygiene kits, is managed by the Canadian Red Cross. Canada continues to work with organizations such as the International Committee of the Red Cross, Development and Peace, Save the Children Canada, and Mercy Corps. The need for assistance is clear, and Canada is responding swiftly and generously. In addition to providing supplies to those displaced by the violence, we also are providing medical supplies to health facilities and helping with emergency repairs to water and sanitation facilities. Canada is also standing with our military allies against ISIL's threat. As Prime Minister Harper stated on the opening day of Parliament's fall session, Canadians are rightly sickened by their savage slaughter of anyone who doesn't share their twisted view of the world. We know their ideology is not the result of social exclusion or other so-called root causes. It is evil, vile, and must be unambiguously opposed. But there are no quick solutions, military or humanitarian, to the tragic situation in Iraq. While our government's hope is that the crisis will eventually be replaced by lasting peace and security, we will not drop our guard. We will continue to explore ways to oppose the ISIL threat, with the goal of saving any lives it threatens, now and in the future, abroad or elsewhere. I'm Gary Breitkreutz, Member of Parliament for Yorkton Melville, wishing you a good day.